Welcome.
What is it like to really be an artist, to really be a creator? When we were doing this this tent in the art in the park thing, Bruce Campbell was with us, and fortunately we were near a tree and we could get a bunch of his sculpture in, so we had a whole extra space. And Bruce had shared some of his career with us, and there's an article in Southwest Art Magazine that shows that he is a well-known, famous artist that can consistently produce a quality and style and sculpture that's of demand and that he can actually get some bucks for. And he lived the life of an artist. He had a studio, and all he did was, well, he did a lot of things, but he was just telling me how he had this privilege of creating art and how he came to this community. And he said this whole experience of being in this community and just being part of it and giving himself into it was so precious in this stage of his life that even if he became famous or whatever, more famous, that was this was the experience. This was the experience. And I was in the sessions we just had in preparation for service, I was conveying how I'd come out of the countryside and, you know, sort of a hick area, and into a very cultured area to go to college and major in art. And it was in Boston, and there was all this architecture. It was all this modern sculpture, painting, art. And I was saturated in art and discovery, and it was very exciting. It was like a birth of my own creativity. And in the refined institutions of the culture of Boston or New York, you could pick other places. But if you went to an art college, they would start telling you that throughout the history of art, the great visionaries were the leading people were the visual artists, of course, because you're in an art school. And you got to believe that. And as long as you're discovering something new, it is exciting. You feel like, yeah, I'm discovering something new. I'm creating. And that spontaneity of creating, of magic, was working. It was happening. The discovery of how to see things differently, the whole thing. You couldn't ask for anything more at the time. But the whole idea that the unworthy ego trying to be important was going to achieve some point of fame, fortune, acknowledgement, reach the pinnacle of wisdom or whatever it is that is in the somewhat institutionalized cultural world. And I was just remembering that one of the things that kind of gave me a jolt along the way was I was really into discovering abstract art and pop art and all these new things. And suddenly they had a show in an institute in Boston of Andy Warhol. Remember Andy Warhol? I don't know if he hung out with Timothy Leary or whatever, but he was part of the culture at the time. And he had done this huge exhibit of Marilyn Monroe silk screens of different colors. And they were exciting images. And he had silver pillows representing clouds on the ceiling. And he had Campbell's soup cans done in different colors, but just graphic, simple graphic images in silk screen. And it was an exciting show. But I wasn't at the opening, but instructors that had been to his opening shows said he rode in a gold lamé tuxedo on a gold-plated motorcycle. And all the people, you know, people from Europe and other high cultures who distinguished people that get invited to such a show and who'd pay for the art, we'd be just awed by this magnificent, dramatic display of genius and artistry and all this stuff. And I wouldn't put down his artistry, but it was a show. And in essence, it's a culture loving itself. People nodding their heads saying, yeah, this is wonderful. It's almost like the emperor has no clothes. They're all pretending that, and we're all very important. And we're all visionaries. And what a disappointment that would be to reach that pinnacle of artistry in culture and find out it was totally hollow. It was totally phony. So I would honor the spirit that Bruce reminded me of, because I always thought sometime in my life I'm going to have my own studio and everybody's going to leave me alone and I'm just going to create this magnificent art. That's sort of the artistry. So I would say some words for the thing that I was searching for in that medium, and that we've all been searching for, right? And it's this magical spontaneity of being a creator being in the moment. And it always has to be a stepping out. It's taking a risk, knowing that you are very worthy. You are here for a very important purpose. What was it said? For this cause came I. To know what, even, oh, the other day I had the job of asking a person who hadn't quite gotten onto the ranch the right way, said, you know, I told him I liked the guy and everything. I didn't say anything bad, but I had to convince him to leave the ranch and still be a creative being. And it was artistry. I knew I had the artistry to do that, to say, he was saying to me, well, this person invited me, and this person invited me, and that person invited me. And I said, well, you're talking to this person right now, and I'm the word. I didn't say it that way, but I did say it that way in terms of there was that absoluteness that I found inside of myself that was just as creative as anything else in that situation, to take a stance that this person could learn how to orient to what was right inside himself and in relationship to us, because I wasn't going to wishy-wash with him. There was, in our school, we studied various things we were searching for, which was, how does this process work? How does this magic work? How does poetry, poetic process come out? How come you take a masterpiece and you break it down with dynamic symmetry and you find out it's perfect in its structure, but it was created in spontaneity and it wasn't pre-designed that way. It was just the poetic movement of creating, chipping on the stone or whatever. So we have that perfect design for being in motion, in creation, and it comes out right. There was this big book called Creative Intuition in Art and Poetry by Jacques Maritain, which was a very Christian story about how the subconscious works, how this... I think that was part of my introduction to the emissaries, was just say, how does that work? And how does this spark come out? How does the arc happen? How do we create? How am I to be in a stance where I create?